We're here with co-head coach Megan Marsden. Congratulations on winning your second Pac-12 title in a row and co-head coach of the year for the second time in a row. How does that feel for you?
Well, great. It's always a talented group that we have to go up against, and it was exciting to have so many things work out in our favor, all except for one thing, losing our Torrey Wilson. That was the difficult thing, and maybe the difference in last year and this year. It made it a little bittersweet, but still very excited about the accolades that we were able to get with all of our athletes and coaches.
Yeah, how hard was it to get the rest of the girls that still had to go on floor mentally prepared to go do it after they watched the injury to her?
Well, how hard was it? I mean, I know Greg went to deal with Tori, and Tom and I felt like it was our role then to kind of rally the troops. But I honestly believe that the three coaches could have gone away and the girls would have done it. I just felt like they were in a good place. Obviously, they were devastated and there were emotions, but it seemed like the group was ready to channel those emotions into great performances so that we didn't not only lose Tori, but also lose competition. I think it was important to them to finish off what they had started no matter what.
Moving forward, how do you replace somebody like Tori Wilson? She's a senior who competes in every event and is the highest ranked all-arounder on the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't. You don't exactly, but we're going to do the best we can. And I do have to say that it's been talked about on numerous occasions with our athletes who have been waiting in the wings, how important it is for them to be ready so that if the opportunity shows up, that they have been working, they have a routine that's competitive and ready to hit. And I do think we have that. Will we be able to match each of Tori's scores perfectly? I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what, those girls are going to try, the ones that are going in her place.
Who do you expect to kind of step in and be the replacement for her in the different events?
Well, I mean, it's different people in different places right now, at least with what we think. Now, there's still, time and training, so it hasn't been finalized. But at the moment, it's looking like on vaulting, there's a couple of options, but it's looking like Tiffany Lewis, possibly. She's been the one that's been doing exhibition on, most recently. On uneven bars, we have a couple of options. We've had Tiffany Lewis doing exhibition with Bree in. We've been doing Bree exhibition with Tiffany in, so possibly those two would be in together. But Kari Lee has been working all season long with a new dismount, and it really is about ready, and so she also is a possibility in on bars. Then on balance beam, Kyla Delaney, that was pretty much a no-brainer. She's been the alternate on beam pretty much all through the season. And then on floor exercise, again, we feel like Tiffany because she has been doing exhibition, but there are a couple of other people that have been working to get in the lineup, Brianna Hughes and Sam Partika. So we'll see.
So next you're off to Berkeley. What do you think about that draw? You're the top seed in the region, and it includes the only team that defeated you this year.
Well, I like that. I like it mostly because I watch the reaction of our team. And rather than something like, oh no, Georgia again, it was good. We want revenge kind of thing. And it never hurts to have more than one reason that the girls are motivated to do a great job at a regional. And I think they have, many reasons, Tori being one, but also what they set about in the beginning of the year as their goals for the season. And then on top of it, only one loss this season, and that team is coming as well. So I think these girls are motivated to go and continue to do what they've been doing all year long, and that's compete really well.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Do you see them kind of going to use Tori's injury as a kind of a rally? We're going to go out there and win all of these for her?
Well, I think that's going to play in. I don't know that this group will let that be the only factor because they've had other reasons all year long. And I think that it will just be an added incentive.
Cool. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
How are you doing?